Second down coming up here for the Bearcats. Second and four. A gain of six. 6:20 to play in the opening quarter. The Bearcats have held the football for this entire first quarter so far. Looking at second down and four. Drake will hand it off. It's going to be Peruski again, the ball carrier. Peruski stacked up near the first down marker. Looks like, Jason, he may be short by about a yard, maybe.
About half a yard,
half
maybe.
Half a yard, yep. So third down, and we'll call it one. Coming up for the Bearcats, ball sitting on the Pirate 18-yard line. 5:40 to play, first quarter, no score in the football game. Bearcat drive started out on their own 20. They are now on the Pirate 18-yard line looking at third and one. Drake up under center for the Bearcats. He'll hand it off. And coming over the middle with it and picking up the Bearcat first down. Looked like Brett Cleary, the ball carrier, and Cleary has another Ubley first down.
Yeah, Ubley doing a good job carrying out their ball fakes here. I see about three or four Harbor Beach defenders follow Brian Nash over to the left side of the formation there. He did not have the ball. Brett Cleary was running for the first down.
First and 10 on the Pirate 15-yard line. Full house formation for the Bearcats. Drake, the quarterback. He'll hand it off. Coming over the right side with it, Tyler Peruski carries it down near the 11-yard line. Pickup of about four. In fact, the nose of the football will be resting right near the 10-yard line, so closer to a 5-yard gain. Second down coming up. For Ubley, 4:45 to play in the first quarter.
If you're the Bearcats, you really can't ask for anything more so far in this drive. Taking time off the clock and keeping the ball out of Harbor Beach's hand and picking up first downs.
Second and five. Ball sitting on the Pirate 10-yard line. 4.5 to play first quarter. Hand off again, right side. Tyler Peruski inside the five, hauled out of bounds near the 2-yard line. That'll be another Bearcat first down. It'll be first and goal inside the five.
Yeah, Tyler Peruski doing a good job here tonight, running hard.
They will spot it near the 2, well, maybe closer to the 3-yard line here. 4:20 to play in the first quarter. Full house formation again behind Austin Drake, the quarterback. Drake will call out the play. He'll hand it off to Brian Nash. Nash, left side of the line, looking for the end zone, stopped near the goal line. Well, that'll bring up second down and goal for the Bearcats. Ball sitting, looks like inside the 1-yard line.
Yeah, it's very close to the goal line here.
Clock running with 4 minutes to play in the first quarter, and the Bearcats knocking on the door here, looking at second and goal inside the 1. Cleary, Peruski, and Nash behind Austin Drake, the quarterback. Drake will hand it off, going straight up the middle with it. Are the Bearcats, and they are into the end zone. That's an Ubley touchdown. Looks like Brett Cleary with the touchdown. Give Cleary a 1-yard run. 3:39 remaining in the first quarter, and the Bearcats get on the board first. 6-0.
Had to count all my plays on here. Plenty of them, that's for sure, on that first drive.
I can safely tell you that's an 80-yard drive. Two-point conversion coming up, handoff. It is Tyler Peruski, and Peruski's into the end zone. So the Bearcats pick up the two-point conversion. They have the lead, 8-0, 3:39 to play in the first quarter. You are listening to High School Football on Cruise 102 FM.
Congratulations, Josh. Mom and I are so proud of you graduating from high school with honors. Here's the perfect gift on your way to college.
Oh, Dad, a cell phone. Hey, wait, it's a Thumb cellular phone. I thought since I'll be living out of the Thumb area, I'll have to switch to a different cell company. But I know how much you and Mom like Thumb cellular service.
We got you a new cell phone and added Thumb cellular's college connection plan to our account. You'll get 3,000 nationwide anytime minutes, unlimited text messaging, and unlimited data services for one low monthly fee. Josh, college is a big step, and there's a lot of problems that can occur. We want you to carry this phone with you all the time, and don't be afraid to use it. It's our job to send you off with a reliable phone from the company company and service we trust.
Unlimited text and unlimited data, too? Wow, thanks, Dad.
If you have a son or daughter going off to college this fall, you don't need a different cellular provider. You need the College Connection Plan from Thumb Cellular. Terms of service apply. The College Connection Plan from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb.
Welcome back to Harbor Beach High School. 8-0, the Bearcats get on the scoreboard first here in the first quarter.
You got to think here with Ubley kicking into this very stiff wind. Squib kick would probably be the best bet here. You kick that ball up in the air, you run the risk of it going back at you.
Good call, Jason, as they do keep it low to the ground, and the Pirates will just fall on it near the 44-yard line, so that's where they'll have it, first and 10. You have to believe, Jason, that they want to try and take advantage of that, thinking that they were going to have good field position coming out of that kickoff, and certainly they do.
Well, and one thing, too, with Ubley with that long drive, Harbor Beach's time going with the wind at their back is very short here, only 3:38 left in the first quarter, and then they're going to have to turn it around. So I'm thinking Coach Shelke, he might want to strike quick here, and that way they don't have to fight that wind, although Ubley did not seem to have much of a problem with it.
Well, the Pirates will have the wind at their back. They'll hand it off, and going straight up the middle with it. Stacked up at the line of scrimmage was Ryan Maurer. Ryan Maurer, the ball carrier. Jason nodding his head yes. You might not have heard the rocks rolling at home, but I could.
Well, anyway, I just got done counting up all those Ubley plays on that last drive. 17 plays, 80 yards. Brett Cleary finished it off with the one-yard touchdown run. Tyler Pruski with the two-pointer.
No gain on first down for the Pirates. On second down, it'll be a quarterback keeper, Sean Sorensen. Carries it out over the 45-yard line, up to about the 47-yard line. So third down coming up for the Pirates. Third down and a long five coming up for the Pirates. So Sorensen picked up about 4.5, close to 5 on that last play. Ball sitting at the Pirate 47-yard line. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first quarter. 8-0. The Bearcats with the lead. If you're just joining us here on Cruise 102 FM, Pirates split a receiver wide in each direction, and they hand it off. It's Brian Dukoski, the ball carrier. Dukoski carries it over the 50 inside Bearcat territory down near the 48-yard line, short of the first down. So an interesting fourth down call coming up here for the Pirates early, Jason. They're looking at 4th and 2.
Well, I think Coach Shelke wants, like I said, he wants to take advantage of this wind here. A punt here really does no good because it's going to go into the end zone. Ubley will get the ball at the 20-yard line more than likely. So I think here, 4th and 2, you take your chances here, and you go for it on 4th downs.
Clock running with a minute and 50 left to play in the first quarter. Pirates 4th and 2 on the Bearcat 48-yard line. They're going to go for it here. Sorensen up under center. He'll take the snap. He'll pitch it back. And it's going to be Ginther. Aaron Ginther stacked up near midfield. And it looks like it's going to be short of the first down, Jason. Or is it?
Yeah, it's definitely short where the officials are standing. He's
okay.
A good yard and a half short. So Ubley will take over here.
And the ball goes over on downs. So a quick 3-and-out by the Pirates. And the Bearcats get the football back with a minute 33 to play in this first quarter. And the wind just continues to rustle over our mics. I hope it's not too irritating at home, but we're trying to do the best we can.
Well, if it is irritating, call the station. Let them know. We'll do the best we can. We can't make the wind stop.
Yeah.
I wish we could.
First and 10 for the Bearcats. Ball sitting at their own 48-yard line. Again, full house formation behind Austin Drake. He'll take the snap and hand it off. Coming up over the middle with it is Brett Cleary, and Cleary carries the football just inside Pirate territory near the 49-yard line. Pickup of close to 3 on the play.
Well, nice job defensively for Ubley there on that last drive, stopping Harbor Beach and taking over the ball here. You know, with only a little over a minute left to go here in this first quarter, they have a good chance with that wind at their back. In that second quarter, they can do a little bit more offensively.
Second down coming up for the Bearcats. It'll be Brian Nash, the ball carrier. And Nash, forward progress, will get him to the 46-yard line. Or will it? Maybe closer to the 40.
Didn't really get a favorable spot
there.
I thought
he
went a little further ahead than that, but the officials